Crab.
Okay, now, what is that? Now, that's what I'm after. Now, what do you call them? Freshwater. They're little teeny things. These little, not, they're not, they're sort of, it's not exactly, it's not a crab exactly. You know what I'm talking about? These little animals.
I don't know what.
In the freshwater. So you can use them for bait, too.
Little minnows.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's not what you're talking
about. No, it's not a fish. It's sort of more or less of a little crab type thing, freshwater.
I don't know what you're talking about. Crawfish.
Yeah, that's what I'm at. Okay. You know, when you put a light outside or a candle, these things start flying around it. Flying around the light. What do you call that?
Candleflies.
Okay. Anything else you want to call them?
Different kind of bugs. I don't know what kind of bugs they are, but there's different kinds of bugs.
All right. Now, when you put your clothes in the closet, if you're not careful, they might get eaten.
Moths.
Now, what's the difference in that term and the first term you used? Is there any difference?
I would think there would be a good bit of difference. The moths don't stay outdoors, do they? They stay inside. They're small, I would imagine, than the others.
In the what?
The camouflage.
All right. Now, what's singular of that? That kind of eat your clothes. What do you call one of them? Just one.
Moth.
What about two of them?
Moths.
Okay. What is the thing? You know, in the summertime, I remember at Henny's house, we used to see these things. You see this light, little bugs.
Lightning bugs.
What are those little bugs, or big bugs, that you see them? They're pretty big bugs. Some of them get about that big, and they can sit on the water kind of, and then they can take off, and then they can come in and sit on the water. These big bugs.
We call them
you know what I'm talking
snake
about?
Doctors. Some yeah. call them snake doctors.
All right. What else might you call them? Anything else?
I don't know.
We used to call them dragonflies, but I've heard that one, too. All right, what are those things that can really, you know, they bite you? The bugs that they can sting you.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, but they're bigger than that. You know, the kind of, you get honey from what?
Bees.
What is related to that? What's another one related to that?
Bumblebee.
Yeah, what I mean now is it's like a bee, but it's not a bee. It stings you too. What do you call it? Think of that now, bug.
Wasp.
Yeah, all right. Now, it's something like that too. That's not the term I'm after now. You know, it's a. Suppose you said, look, there's a blank nest up there. What kind of a nest is that?
Wasp.
Wasp nest. What else might you say? That's a. Not a bee nest or a wasp nest. Look, Alan, there's a blank nest up there. Made out of mud sometimes, or often made out of mud.
Dirt dump?
Yeah, that's one term. You don't know what I'm after now, besides a bee and a wasp and a dirt dump?
No. But that bites you mean? That stings you?
Yeah, starts with an H.
Hornet?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Hornet.
Okay, now what are those things that are yellow? Big yellow things that'll really bite you. What do you call those things? Yellow on the outside of it?
Spider?
No, they fly around. There's a particular name that you call them. Okay, well just, can you tell me the difference now between those three things that you mentioned? That already got out. The difference in a
wasp and a